This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Israelis rejoice as four hostages are united with families and friends after being freed by an Israeli military raid that killed hundreds of Palestinians. AP correspondent Karin Chamas has more.
In a hospital in Ramat Gan in Israel, rescued hostage Andrei Kozlov laughed with joy as he hugged another rescued hostage, Almog Meir Jan. Having been freed by a daytime operation in the heart of Nusayrat in central Gaza, they were taken by helicopter for medical checks and reunions with loved ones after 246 days in captivity. Over 270 Palestinians were killed in the operation, according to Gaza's health ministry. Israelis celebrated the return of the four hostages, which included Noah Argamani and Shlomi Ziv, after Israeli forces raided two locations simultaneously. Argamani was one of the most widely recognized hostages after her capture from a music festival was shared on social media. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the operation as a success, calling the soldiers who rescued them warriors. I'm Karen Chamas.
The first major exit polls coming out of the European Union parliamentary elections suggest that the hard right will rise in the legislature despite a series of scandals in Germany, the bloc's biggest nation. The German poll indicated the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, would rise to 16.5%, while the governing coalition led by Socialist Chancellor Olaf Scholz lost. Polling will continue in Italy until late in the evening, and many of the 27 member states have not yet released any projections. However, the German exit poll is in line with earlier surveys predicting a shift to the right. The campaign has been dominated by the war in Ukraine, climate policies, and migration. This is VOA News. Donald Trump is campaigning in Las Vegas, where his team is hiring extra medics, loading up on water bottles, and allowing supporters to carry umbrellas to an outside rally that's scheduled to start around noon local time. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Temperatures are expected to reach the triple digits as the Republican former president courts voters in the battleground state. Democrat Hillary Clinton won Nevada in 2016, as did Democrat Joe Biden in 2020. But Nevada was the only battleground state where Trump did better against Biden than Clinton. Temperatures in the Southwest have cooled since reaching historic highs late last week, but remain above normal for this time of year. I'm Julie Walker.
President Joe Biden has closed out his trip to France by paying his respects at an American military cemetery that Donald Trump skipped visiting while he was president. Biden's stop Sunday at the Aisne-Marne American cemetery outside Paris was a solemn end to 5 days in which Trump was an unspoken yet unavoidable presence. Biden placed a wreath at the cemetery chapel before an expanse of white headstones marking the final resting place of more than 2,200 U.S. soldiers who fought in World War I.
Every Marine I know knows about the Battle of Belleau Woods. There are over 229 buried here. And inside that chapel, there's names of 1,000 missing. They never recovered the bodies.
On the trip, the president marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day and celebrated the alliance between the United States and France. Trump has called into question fundamental understandings about America's global role. The government of the Central African Republic has suspended a Chinese mining company's operations in the country over alleged ties to armed militias. The government accused the Chinese mining company Daqing Sarl of, quote, intelligence with armed groups, illegal exploitation, illegal introduction of foreign subjects into mining areas, non-payment of taxes, and lack of activity reports, end quote, in a government decree made public Saturday. Rebel groups have operated with impunity across the embattled country over the past decade, thwarting mine exploration by foreign companies. The Central African Republic has been in conflict since 2013, when predominantly Muslim rebels seized power and forced the president out from office. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.